They were Louis Lovin and Leonard Butts. Louis was my BAR man. They both died later of their wounds. Butts died while being treated on a hospital ship and was buried at sea. The squad and I took the news of their death hard. They were family. As we moved forward, we were on the same ground as the Japanese, but they were about 200 or 300 yards ahead of us. Every once in a while, we'd see them pop up and take a shot or two. After we got down there, I couldn't advance because I had nobody on my right or left flank. The other platoons got orders to pull back, so we were on our own. Al Belfield, one of my riflemen, was wounded while we were moving ahead. He was wounded in his right upper arm and bled profusely until we applied a tourniquet. They ordered us back up to the high ground. I reported to Captain Antonelli, my company commander. He had a lieutenant escort me to a gap in our line, where I assigned members of my squad to their area of responsibility. We didn't have time to dig foxholes. We just threw our packs down and got behind them and put our rifles up on our packs and waited. Fires burning below us lighted up the skyline, giving an eerie look to the whole area. Just after dusk, they started to attack, crawling over the ridge. You could look over the ridge line and you could see these forms crawling. That's when we started throwing our first grenades. We threw grenades all night. Then we heard them yelling at each other, and then the moaning. It went on all night. The closest they got to us was about 20 yards from our line. At daybreak, we heard a rooster crow. Man, that was a good sign. We knew that daylight was coming. It was gray and kept getting lighter. As I looked out over the ridgetop, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. There were about 25 to 30 Japs piled up. They were slaughtered. We threw about 2 cases of grenades that night, easily. One Jap was still alive. He got up and started running and got picked off. He didn't get very far. Later that morning, I went back to the CP, command post area. I knew this was for real when I noted 7 or 8 bodies under ponchos. They were in a row. Gifford, Jerry DeSalvia, and Sergeant Luke were among the dead, along with 4 or 5 others. This first loss of our brothers was difficult to digest, but it was just the beginning. Brian Quirk, 2nd Raider Battalion. A and B companies of the 2nd Raider Battalion raided Macon Atoll in an attempt to draw Japan's attention from Guadalcanal, which the Marines had invaded 10 days earlier. Brian Quirk recalls the chaos surrounding the landing.